We hold hands, and once again that thread connects us. I feel what she feels. I see her in a fine ball gown, dancing happily with her friends, twirling beneath Fee's arm, laughing all the while. Underneath there's something else, though, something unsettling, and I break the contact. "There you are," I say, hoping she can't hear the nerves in it. Pippa stretches her arms over her head and licks her lips, which are already getting pink. The change comes over her more quickly this time, and it's richer. Her eyes shine. "Am I beautiful?" "You are the most beautiful girl of all," I say, and it is the truth. "Oh, Gemma, thank you." She embraces me again like a grateful child, and I melt under her charm. "You're welcome, Pip." Pippa flounces into the main hall, her eyes shining. "Darlings!" Bessie rises as if Pip were her beloved sovereign. "Miss Pip, you look grand."
"I feel grand, Bessie. In fact, I am reborn. Look!"
She puts her hands to Bessie's neck, and a beautiful cameo with a velvet ribbon looped through it hangs there suddenly.
"I don't believe it!"
Bessie shouts.
"Yes, I have magic,"
Pippa says, glancing in my direction.
"Gemma gave it to me. All the power of the realms rests with her now."
Felicity actually kisses my cheek.
"I knew you'd do right by her," she whispers.
The girls have a million questions. Where is the magic from? How does it work? What can it do? "I wish I knew more about it myself," I say, shaking my head. "Sometimes it's very powerful indeed. Other times I can scarcely feel it. It doesn't seem to last long."
"Can you give it to us?"
May asks, eyes bright, as if I can change their lot.
I'd rather,
I stammer. I don't want to give too much of it away, I find. What if my power should diminish? What if it meant I couldn't help us in our own world? The factory fire girl's eyes are on me. Bessie Timmons snorts.
"No, course you don't want to share it with the likes of us."
"That isn't true," I say. But in my heart I know she's not entirely wrong. Why shouldn't they have magic too? Is it only because they worked in a factory, because they speak with an accent different from my own?
"We're not ladies like them, Bessie," little Wendy offers meekly. "We shouldn't expect it."
"Yes, we can't all expect it," Felicity adds, as if speaking to a servant. Pippa leaps up from the weed-choked floor.
"I will gift you, May. Here, hold out your hands."
"Don't feel nothing," May says after a moment, and I'm glad that they cannot feel my relief. I like being the one who holds the magic. Disappointment shows on Pip's face.
"Well, it's only just come to me. If I could, my darling, I would gift you with it."
"I know you would, Miss Pip," May says, downhearted, and new shame takes me. Looking at the girl's terrible burns and sorry state, how can I possibly be so callous as to deny them a bit of happiness?
"Right, let's have a jolly time now we're here, shall we?" I say, and I join hands with every one of them but Wendy, who insists she doesn't want to play. Soon we're all brimming with a shining power, and even the walls cannot contain our jubilant cries. They creak and groan as the vines tighten their hold.